So there are a lot of studies on this. And then there are a lot of studies that are trying to invalidate those studies. Almost 50% of PFAS that's manufactured ends up in a landfill, in the trash. I wasn't the best PhD student. Let's put a pH probe around the plates. What happens? Is there something like this out there? This is amazing. If you're actually breaking the carbon-fluorine bond, that can't happen. Like, you would win a Nobel Prize. I had no idea how to sell it. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know what the massive pain points were. You know, I took some customer discovery courses, really tried to understand what's the value proposition. We had to be really scrappy and manage money really tightly. For my seed round, I probably pitched 80 venture capitalists. I learned pretty quickly if they didn't know what PFAS was, they were off my list. We could take raw landfill leachate with parts per billion ranges of PFAS and get them done and undetected in a single pass. We're commercially at scale. I think we could be a billion-dollar company. Are we going to be a billion-dollar company? We'll see how the market responds.